All right, we're putting the lid on this week, heading into the weekend, and what a week this has been. Scott Shigley, our general manager here at Radio First, and I were just talking about how surreal everything has felt this week.
Yeah, I mean, this week is, I told my wife driving in here this morning, it feels like it's been 6 months. Like, it really does. It's a weird, weird thing. I mean, it's, I have to keep looking at the calendar because, you know, you start looking further ahead and you're trying to gauge whether something's going to happen or not going to happen. And I look down at the, you know, I look down at the calendar and it's like, well, it's only March 20th. It's not like, it's not that, it's, it hasn't been that long.
And we were supposed to be over at the convention center for the home show today. That's, that was supposed to get started this weekend.
And what a lot of work that is, man. I'll tell you what, doing that show, it's funny, I was talking to our sales director this morning and she goes, man, I miss the home show.
Yeah, right? Yeah,
and that's
exactly.
A lot of work. But, you know, I think certainly this time, you know, it's interesting because, you know, we were chatting earlier about, you know, people working from home and how many times as a business owner have you had employees say, I want to work from home. I want to work from home. And, you know, the reality is that, you know, that interaction that we get from each other is just really so important.
It is.
I think that's one of the takeaways that, you know, at least I'm going to have, you know, coming out of this. But, you know, being able to gather is one of the reasons why I stopped in here to see you this morning, because we chatted earlier this week. We lost one of our really important family members here at the radio station last weekend. Larry Smith was the general manager here at Leggett Communications, and before that, Wismer Communications. Yeah. And he was here for 44 years, retired in 2014. I was fortunate enough to be able to take the reins from him, but what a great friend, you know, just as good a mentor and as good as a person he was in radio. He was, anybody that was a friend of his was knows he was even better at that. So one of the things, so it's with so many people that would want to pay their respects to him, it seemed only appropriate that we try to figure out a way to, you know, how could we honor his memory and give people an opportunity to, you know, kind of say goodbye to him, because the funeral home certainly is only going to be able to allow so many people inside. So we're going to actually broadcast his funeral tonight at 6 o'clock on WPHM. And it's just strangely ironic, you know, that, I mean,
yeah,
if there was one person that you were ever going to do a funeral on the air for, I mean, that's
right.
The guy. And unfortunately it's, because, you know, the people, there's a lot of people that would like to be able to stop by. And I know I had an opportunity to talk to his family a little bit. And, you know, I'm very close to them, too. And I know that they're gonna be able to feel everybody's, you know, attention to that. So, so 6 o'clock tonight, Paul, our engineer set that up. And those poor guys, I'm like, listen, you need to check this, like, not once, not twice, not three times. I'm like, we can't screw this one up, you know?
That's right.
And you know, you got Larry kind of in my head pretty much all week this week, just because of all the things that, you know, I know all of our businesses out there are dealing with, and he would have been so, you know, concerned about it, but I think exhilarated by the opportunity to help people. And
well, you know, this is what radio does, and there's a meme that's been circulating around. It was somebody's tweet where they were saying, you know, gosh, in these troubled times, wouldn't it be nice if there was some way that we could get, like, some kind of a podcast that was constantly updating itself with the latest, most relevant information, and the response to that was, radio. I think you're thinking of radio.
Yeah.
This is what we do, and we're happy to be able to do it.
Yeah, it's been one of those things where, you know, we're lucky enough in the market that we're in, you know, people know, you know, kind of what we try to do here to help. And we see so many things that businesses do every single day to be a part of our community and you know, make things happen. And it's funny. And I guess one thing that I would say too is just, you know, when I look at, there's so many things on social media where people are trying to help, you know, help local businesses and local restaurants. And the only thing I'm going to ask is just that try not to make it a, don't go to this place, but, you know, help these people. Just one that came to my mind the other day, and Larry would appreciate this too, is it said, you know, don't go to McDonald's, go to your local, you know, restaurants. And, you know, the thing is that our local McDonald's are owned by the Schultz family, and Marcus Schultz and Dieter and, you know, and his daughter, you know, Erica, they employ hundreds of people, man, and they do so many things in our community, and it's not a if-then, you know, it's a, you know, there are so many, you know, families that are doing everything they can to kind of keep the wheels on. And I know where it comes from, and I know where, you know.
Right, support your local businesses.
For sure,
but those chain restaurants are also local businesses in that they're run and managed and employ, you know, they employ local people. So,
sure.
You know, the corporate office might not be here in Port here in Michigan, but there's a lot of people that rely on those places for a paycheck. So
yeah.
We got to help everybody, spread it around.
Yeah, one of my best friends, I mean, he has his own, you know, restaurant, you know, I mean, but... And he would, I know Casey would agree with me, you know, that, you know, these are all people that I've seen individually step up to the plate and do some amazing things in our communities. And, you know, and I know Larry would, you know, really be pushing that right now. And so, so tonight, if you have a minute and, you know, and you want to listen in, at 6 o'clock on PHM, and even though Larry would probably be mad at me for saying this, it's not sponsored.
There's still time, Scott. You've got a few hours. You can go rustle up a sponsor.
He would never say something like that. But that was like the only thing. Like you have to have your own little way to chuckle about things. And and I know that he'd needle me about that just in fun, you know, to say. But
that's right.
I'm gonna miss that guy a lot.
Yeah,
and,
we are.
He was a good friend and a great broadcaster and. Tough week, so we'll figure it out.
All right, we'll be back again Monday and do it all over again here on 1380 WPHM.